New York Attorney General Letitia James was making a speech for the New York Fire Department, but was quickly met with boo.
Oh, come on, we're in a house of God. First, simmer down.
Which eventually just turned into chants for Trump. But now, the Uniform Fire Officers Association sent out a letter to the firefighters who booed, telling them it was grossly inappropriate and no one should be subjected to this based on their political beliefs, saying firefighters can protest, but not while on the job. And if you see other firefighters protesting, you must stop them. Nothing less will be tolerated. And their next steps are to gather video to identify who was booing, and they should come forward and go to their headquarters to be educated, and later stating, it's better for you to come forward so we don't have to hunt you down. And good God, New York City became a communist state so quickly, it's actually shocking to know that this is actually America. Although having active military policing citizens in your subways just after saying, don't worry, crime rates are down, is a shocking visual, the idea that New Yorkers are being sent to re-education camps for daring speak against their coveted leaders is literally out of the communist playbook. And not only is their verbiage of turn yourself in or we'll hunt you down, but also it's your responsibility to police each other from speaking out against our leaders. Which goes to show how horrendously these politicians are seen by the public, because nobody needs re-education because someone's doing a good job, because re-education and censorship is only needed when the lies stop working. Like when Trump identifies someone who actually murdered an American.
No, he was illegal, and I say he was an illegal alien. He was an illegal immigrant, he was an illegal migrant, and he shouldn't have been in our country, and he never would have been under the Trump policy.
Biden must re-educate you to not disrespect the murderer.
But during your response to her heckling of you, you used the word illegal when talking about the man who allegedly killed Lake and Riley.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal, it's undocumented. And look, when I spoke about the difference between Trump and me, one of the things I talked about on the border was that his, the way he talks about vermin, the way he talks about these people polluting the blood. I talked about what I'm not going to do, what I won't do. I'm not going to treat any of these people with disrespect.
When people start noticing the terrible truth, re-educate them why it's not so bad. Re-educate them of the respect and dignity of criminal immigrants because they can't tell them apart. Because I too was not born in America, but I take no offense to calling a piece of trash murderer illegal. But for Biden to apologize to him and make sure we use nicer words about his status to not offend people like me is him just snitching on himself that he can't tell the difference between us. So no wonder the man with 81 million votes can barely fill a room at a rally. And that vertical camera angle was actually making the room look larger than it even was, compared to the massive Trump rallies occurring all across the country. To which that wasn't just a flattering angle, as this place looks like it had at least 10% the capacity of Biden's. And even in neutral territory like UFC 299, Trump is met with roaring support. To which Let's Go Brandon can be heard everywhere. And I'm telling you right now, nobody at Trump's rally, the UFC fight, or basically anyone that seems to support him, got there after being sent to a mandatory re-education camp. As people get passionate over this after not being able to afford food, getting punched in the pocket at the gas station, or literally seeing innocent nurses being murdered. That's just cold reality, and if you're being forced into re-education camps, or sensitivity training as my previous employer used to call it, just know they're not doing it because it's the truth. They're doing it because they're losing. So if you appreciate my concise, lighthearted commentary on the tragic status that is today's reality, hopefully I've earned your subscription, then go check out the video on what happens when journalists filming propaganda finally backfires.